ECOWAS have begun to detect variants associated with a number of common, complex diseases. There is still much work to do, however, before those associations are turned into clinical applications. Proteomics. Proteomics is the study of all of the proteins expressed in a cell at a given moment, or, more globally, the study of all of the proteins encoded by the genome. Bioinformatics. Modern research in genetics, genomics, and proteomics would be impossible without advanced bioinformatics, the science that employs computers and software to gather, store, share, and analyze vast amounts of biological data. Pharmacogenetics. Pharmacogenetics is among the branches of genetics and genomics that will have the most immediate clinical impact. The efficacy of any medication is influenced by a variety of factors including diet, general health status, other medications, and one's genetic makeup. Pharmacogenetics is the study of genetic variants that influence drug metabolism. The hope is that research will uncover variants that lead to reduction in adverse drug responses and that allow the selection of the right medication at the right dose for the right patient every time. Can we please open our new classwork textbooks to a new science ideals? Genes existed before we knew what they were. They have always exists. Can we consider the ideal the memes existed before we knew what they were? They are not internet related at all. They have always existed. Who are the experts in the field of genes? Geneticist, Wikipedia https://n.wikipedia.org/wiki/geneticist. A geneticist is a biologist who studies genetics, the science of genes, heredity, and variation of ecological genetics, and genomics. Geneticists can work in many different fields, doing a variety of jobs. There are many careers for geneticists. Who are the experts in the field of memes? Search results. Memetics, Wikipedia https://n.wikipedia.org/wiki/memetics. Memetics is a study of information based on an analogy with Darwinian evolution. Proponents. This created great debate among sociologists, biologists, and scientists of other disciplines, because Dawkins. These criteria opened the way to a specialized field of applied memetics to find out if these selection criteria could. Now on to opening a textbook on the subject, please. Perhaps a controversial thing to see. Genes you can't see, but you know they are there when in your child of new creation you see the same shapes and faces of mother, father, and sister, brother, male, female may look so identical at birth. It is sometimes misidentified as identical twins, when one aspect is more male in a female body and or the other way around. This experience of gender reclassification exactly real. There are more variants to things of creation than a society has allowed to be valid to exist without harming its rights of freedom to exist and freedom to bear as its inalienable rights to life, liberty and the pursuit of happiness. How much of you know about the harm, hurt and real soulful suffering sorrow we have generated by having dual gender assignments onto society identities, and these people of all of times past had no voice? The class of people who have no voice in some terms of philosophical forms are called addicts. The solution here now to understand what is addicts to the solution of all kinds and forms of life in human do not fall victim to the form of addictus that roots itself to origin of the word addition. Also why, what is happening when we irrationally do not reason what is happen when one is an addictus, having no voice, and carries a voice into the future anyway, self-document life's dynamics, that no one has paid any attention to. S&D, fast the quickening. Are you in any or an outie.mp3 the 15th of February 2017 23:17:7.8 am, http://meme.gruup.net/%23mkta.bond/poetic-thoughts-of-wisdom/%5b fast%5d the quickening. Are you in any or an outie.mp3? Why can I do this? Because I am undemanding of memetics to a level of being master of it or master's degree in it with a high moral standing that does not allow me to abuse or misuse or malign myself against the tide of understanding before it crashes into critical mass understanding.